It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is going to get almost $4 million from the federal government for public lands. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The money comes out of the Land and Water Conservation Fund. It gets divvied up between all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and U.S. territories. This money will be used for local parks, recreation, and state parks. In total, the Interior Department released about $227 million through the fund for states. That's about half of what Congress budgeted for this fiscal year. Jim Peterson, Colorado director for the Trust for Public Lands, says the money will help create parks and protect open space for people, as well as provide access. For CPR News, I'm Caitlin Kim.
People can no longer access one of the most popular hikes in Colorado. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says permits to hike Hanging Lake have been suspended because of COVID-19.
The suspension is supposed to last until April 11th. Every year, more than 100,000 people make the trek to the pristine Alpine Lake near Glenwood Springs. The foot traffic became so heavy that the Forest Service instituted a Hanging Lake permit system last year. During the high season, from May through October, hikers are also required to take a shuttle to the trailhead. There's no word yet on when the shuttle will start running this year. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado Senator Cory Gardner wants the federal government to increase testing for COVID-19 on the state's two Native American reservations. In a letter to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Gardner said there have already been two confirmed cases on the Southern Ute Reservation, and the disease is expected to spread. The recently signed stimulus package includes funding for more COVID testing on reservations around the country. Officials at Denver International Airport have closed one of their main security screening checkpoints as fewer people fly out of the airport. Travelers can still go through TSA screening at the South Checkpoint or over the bridge to Concourse A. The airport has also realigned the checkpoints to increase space between screening lanes and to encourage passengers to stand farther apart. The average price of gas in the state has dropped to $1.96 per gallon, according to AAA Colorado. That's more than 50 cents less than gas costs at this time last year. Prices have dropped nationally because of high supply from Saudi Arabia and Russia, and because of efforts to contain the coronavirus by reducing travel. AAA says it expects prices to drop even further in the coming weeks.